Hello all and welcome to my podcast channel, Dr. Amit Oswal Cardiac Show. And this episode I'll be talking on one of the important cardiac topic, heart arrhythmia. So let's start. The phenomenon of irregular heartbeat or arrhythmia has become so common in today's time that one in out of five people is suffering from it. According to recent study, 2.2 million people are living with arrhythmia in US alone. One in four adults over 40 develops an irregular heartbeat. In India too, the number of people suffering from irregular heartbeat is increasing. Today, we will have a quick go through on the causes, symptoms and treatments of the arrhythmias. What is arrhythmia? It's basically irregular heartbeat. Internal electrical waves are the cause of the irregular heartbeats. When the internal electrical system goes awry, the heart may beat slowly, irregularly or very fast. This irregularities of heart rhythm is called arrhythmia. Only some people can feel the irregularity of their heartbeat, while most people cannot feel the condition of arrhythmia. This leads to palpitations, which can cause long-term damage to the heart and can be a serious threat to your life. Common causes of heart arrhythmias are age, heart attack, heart failure, thyroid disease, lung diseases, and high blood pressure. On the other hand, if we talk about the most common symptoms of arrhythmia, it includes dizziness, rapid heartbeat, and difficulty in breathing. In some cases, arrhythmia can lead to immediate death, that is sudden cardiac death. Treatment of arrhythmia is available. Fast, slow or irregular heartbeat can be controlled or eliminated if the arrhythmia is treated at right time. The risk of arrhythmia can also be reduced to a great extent by adopting a healthy lifestyle. There are two types of arrhythmia. Tachyarrhythmia, in which the heart beats faster than normal. Bradyarrhythmia, where heart beats lower than the normal. What are the common causes of heart arrhythmias? So it can be heart ailments like heart attack, heart failure, cardiomyopathy, valvular heart diseases, or it can be non-cardiac problems like diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, pulmonary diseases, that is lung disorders, hereditary, excess caffeine or alcohol intake, smoking, electrolyte disturbances, thyroid disorders like hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism, and excessive drug uses. What are the symptoms of heart arrhythmia? Fluttering in the chest, difficulty in breathing, severe chest pain, fainting or syncope, sweating, slow heartbeat, fast heartbeat or paleness. How is arrhythmia diagnosed? The most common test to diagnose arrhythmia is ECG. The other test to know if you have arrhythmia is ambulatory cardiac monitoring in the form of Holter or loop recorders. The other tests are done to clarify or diagnose other common diseases by echocardiogram, blood test and chest x-ray. How is arrhythmia treated? Arrhythmia is a severe. There may be insufficient blood flow to the vital organs like heart, kidneys and brain. In such cases, it needs urgent treatment in the form of shock, that is defibrillator or cardioversion. Implantation of temporary pacemaker is also used to interrupt arrhythmias by speeding up the heartbeat. In the long-term treatments, arrhythmias, medications becomes a part of daily life. These drugs mainly include drugs that increase or decrease heart rate and antiarrhythmic drugs. Bottom line, your heart needs to be fit for a healthy life. Adopting a healthy lifestyle is essential to reduce the risk of arrhythmia or any other heart disease. Increase your physical activity, eat a heart-healthy diet, keep your weight under control, and avoid things like smoking, alcohol, and excess caffeine. Arrhythmia sometimes becomes the cause of sudden death, so it is necessary to take all heart-related information from your doctor and get the heart tested from time to time. Take the stress out of your life. So that's the end of the today's topic, and we'll be back with another cardiac podcast very soon. Until then, it's me, Dr. Amit Oswal, signing off.